Gemara Daf Namala presents three different possible makaras for the concept of shlichus. The Gemara tells us the parsha of Gerushin and Dvarim Erechav Dalet v'shivach v'shulcha. Certainly, we know that there is shlichus when it comes to Gerushin. We discussed in the past that tells us Arash why, in fact, both sukkim are necessary. And the Gemara continues and tells us that this is also evident from the parsha of Truman b'midbar Yeches Kain Tamimu Gam Atem. Is Larabo Shluchachem that there is the concept of Shlichus as well. Here, of course, the Torah is speaking about Truma's Meiser, the need for the Levi to take Truma from the Meiser which is given to him, but that can be done Ayadei Shliach as well. And then the Gemara quotes a third Makar from Karban Pesach, Veshachatu also Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael, and from there we see also that there is a concept of Shlichus as though the entire Kol is engaged in the Meiser Shlichus. Three different Makaros for the Parsha of Shlichus. The Gemara now engages in its Shlichusa. Why is it necessary to have all of these possible makaras? The Gemara says perhaps one could suggest that you can learn Kedushin from Gerushin. The Gemara says that cannot be because after all, Gerushin is Yeshna Bal Karcho and there cannot serve as a model for other cases. The Gemara says why not derive Truma, for example, from cases of Gerushin? The Gemara says that is Yeshna B'chol. What about using Truma as a model for Kol HaTorah Kulu? The Gemara says that Yeshna B'machshava. What about Karban Pesach? The Gemara says Avoda, Rov Maseyan is Ayidei Shliach. And therefore, it's impossible to derive Shlichus from any one of these three Makoros. But yet, from the Psukim, we certainly see that Shlichus indeed exists. Do we necessarily assume that all of these Psukim point to the very same form or manifestation of Shlichus? Offhand, the fact that the Gemara has a Tzrichusa perhaps seems to indicate the following: if not for Yeshna Bal Karcho, if not for Yeshna B'chol, if not for Machshava, Rav Masen Deishliach, if not for the Pircha, one would have been comfortable deriving one parsha of Shlichus from the other. Perhaps offhand that seems to indicate that in terms of Lundus, in terms of the Gidrei HaShlichus, they really are one and the same. And in principle, one could have derived one from another if not for the Pircha, and therefore we can learn from the combination of the various Psukim. But this is an essential issue. Do we necessarily assume that the Shlichus, for example, when it comes to Karban Pesach, is the same form of Shlichus as we know operates when it comes to Gerushin? So I asked you to take a look in that Shuvas HaRivash in Simen Reish Chavches, where the Rivash just simply raises a simple kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara told us that you cannot derive these halachos from Gerushin alone. After all, Gerushin is Yeshna Bal Karcho, Gerushin is Yeshna B'chol, and therefore you can't derive Kedushin, you can't derive Truma. Gerushin cannot serve as the model. But yet, the Gemara is indeed Doresh, then how do we know that shliach osa shliach? The Gemara says v'shilach v'shulcha milame shah shliach osa shliach. Is that a unique halacha when it comes to Gerushin? Doesn't this apply b'chol HaTorah Kula? So Rivash writes that obviously this is halacha that applies even to other forms of shlichus as well. And how do you know shliach osa shliach? Apparently the answer is its source is Gerushin. But the Gemara just got through saying you cannot derive from Gerushin Yeshna Bal Karcho, Yeshna B'chol. So therefore, if indeed the Tzrichus is necessary, and you cannot learn from Gerushin, how can the Gemara tell us that the single Makar of Shliach Osa Shliach comes from the Parshas Gerushin? That is the Tshuvas HaRivash, simply Poshim Shat in our Gemara. The Rivash gives two very fundamental answers. Answer number one is the following. It's true, the Gemara has a Pircha when it comes to Truma, when it comes to Karban Pesach, when it comes to Gerushin. The Rivash writes the following: that is only Hainu Lemelav Iker Shlichus. That's the Pircha of the Gemara. If the Gemara would have told the Shlichus only when it comes to Gerushin, and it wouldn't have mentioned Shlichus in every other context, in such a case, we couldn't have expanded Gerushin to others because unique features of Gerushin, Yeshna B'chol, Yeshna Bal Karcho, and the like. However, once you do in fact have the Psukim, you have Gerushin, Truma, and Karban Pesach, that tells us to ignore the Pircha and to assume the Shlichus works B'chol HaTorah Kula. So now when it comes to the Dinei HaShlichus, so one can certainly equate Gerushin with Truma and Karban Pesach and Shar B'chol HaTorah Kula. All the Gemara says is that if you didn't know, you wouldn't be able to do so. But now that you know, We don't assume that each halacha is independent, and what exists in Gerushin doesn't exist when it comes to Shar Kol HaTorah Kula, and therefore in Achinami, we can go ahead and derive A from B. In fact, the Rivash uses the following term, that the halacha of Shliach Osa Shliach is just a Gili Milsa Ba'amo. Once you recognize that there is Shlichos, so therefore we observe from the Parsha of Gerushin that Shliach Osa Shliach, and that is not something that is unique when it comes to Gerushin, but that applies even when it comes to Shar Kol HaTorah Kula as well. That's the Chiddush of the Shuvah Seifash. Again, very often, one would have thought you can distinguish, and you have psukim that tell us no. What exactly does that mean? Does it mean once you have the psukim that it's all a single halakha, and therefore you can derive A from B? Or does it mean despite the differences, despite the two halakhos, nonetheless, right, you have a pasuk that says A and a pasuk that says B. That's always issue when it comes to the gzeiras hakasuk. Good. When we have shliachus lahalacha, shliachus lakabbalah, if we didn't have that added pasuk of bishulcha to teach us that the isha can have a shliach lakabbalah, we would have distinguished between the shliachus habal and the shliachus isha. But now that you have the gzeiras hakasuk, does it really mean that it's one halacha, or does it mean that no, these are two independent halachos, and perhaps one can find the nafkaminas between the shliachus habal as opposed to shliachus isha that we began discussing? This is the first teretz of the Tshuva Sarivash. Good? The second Tshuva that Rivash gives is incredible. No? Rivash says the following. We know from the Parsha of Gerushin that Shlichus works. V'shilach, v'shilcha, we know that there is a Parsha of Shlichus. But you know what? We cannot derive from Gerushin Shluchol shel Adam Kamosa. Shlucho Shalom Kamoso, literally, Kamoso Mamish, as Rivash writes, that is something that we can only derive from the Parsha of Korban Pesach. Why? Because when it comes to the Parsha of Korban Pesach, there the Pasuk says, V'shachatu Oso Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. What does that mean? Who is it that we attribute the Maisa Shechita to? The answer is B'Shem Kol HaKol, the Rivash writes. How can that be? Kol HaKol was not doing the Maisa Shechita. That was being done by an individual. The answer is that is Shlucho Shel Adam Kamosa. That a Shliach is Kibaylim Legamre. That's the Chiddush of Korban Pesach. Rivash writes, when it comes to Gerushin, Lo kara hashliach b'shem habal. The Torah never refers to the shliach as being the baal, el shariba hakasu. The Torah just simply says that shlichus functions, shlichus operates, but not that shlucho shel adam kamosa. That's the chiddush of the Rivash. If you're asking me from where do we see that shlichus works, Gerushin is a good raya. If you're going to ask me from where do we derive Shlucho Shalom Kamoso, the answer is that is uniquely derived from Korban Pesach. That it's as though V'shachatu Oso Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. That's the Chiddush of the Rivash. So the Rivash writes the following. This issue that we're raising, Shliach Oso Shliach, does that work? Does that not work? You know what the Rivash writes? If you'll assume Shlucho Shalom Kamoso literally, right? Shliach kibaylim legamre, then it is clear that shliach osa shliach. There's no need for a further drasha when it comes to Korban Pesach to tell us shliach osa shliach. However, when it comes to Gerushin, there's no indicator that the shliach is considered to be kibaylim legamre. All we know is that shlichus operates, that shlichus functions. So then I'll ask the question, can shliach osa shliach? Maybe yes, maybe no. In Gerushin, Gzeiras HaKasuv is in fact required. Even though there's no need for a Pasuk of Korban Pesach, those are the two terutzim of the Rivash. The first teretz is Shliach Osa Shliach is Gzeiras HaKasuv of Gerushin that serves as the model to everything. The second teretz, the Rivash writes that no, there seems to be different forms, different manifestations of Shlichus. When it comes to Gerushin, there is a need for Gzeiras HaKasuv, because from the Parsha of Gerushin alone, we do not know that Shliach is Kabbalim Legamre. Mashenki, when it comes to Korban Pesach, V'shachatu Oso Kol Kaladas Yisrael, that the shliach is dino kevaylim, in such a case, then there's no need for the gzeras hakasav of shliach osir shliach. That's a fascinating kiddushah of the Tshuva Srivash. We'll have to assess what exactly does that mean. Even if one will acknowledge that shlichus works, that does not necessarily mean shlucho shalom kamosa. That's the gzeras hakasav of carbon pesach. The Rivash does not quote this is a diuk in the Gemara, but in light of the Rivash, I'll tell you an incredible diuk in Lashon HaGemara. Now, how does the Gemara begin the sugya? What's the kasha the Gemara raises? Shlichus min olam. Shlichus min olam. What's the answer to shlichus min olam? Gerushin. What's the answer? Right, the case of Cain to Gamatem. All of a sudden, you come to daf mem aleph mabeis. Amar Mishu ben Karcha minayin. Shluch l'shalom kamosa. The Gemara never uses the phrase shluch l'shalom kamosa on our sugya when it comes to gerushin and when it comes to truma. The Gemara just says shlichus min olam. How do you know the shlichus functions? The Gemara says v'shachat u'osa mikan sheshluch l'shalom kamosa. You don't need to do it. Right, based on what the Rivash writes, but no, shlichus min olam is not necessarily the same issue of shluch l'shalom kamosa. And therefore, it's necessary to have an added drasha when it comes to gerushin that is not necessary from Karban Pesach. Once you have the drasha Karban Pesach, perhaps one could argue that the concept of Shlucho Shalom Kamoso could even extend to other areas of Shlichus as well. But that's the contribution of Karban Pesach, not simply that Shlichus Movila, that shlichus minolam, but shluchos shadam kamosa. How do you understand this chiddush? That on one hand shlichus could in fact work, on the other hand the added ha'ara, the diuk of the Gemara, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, that minayim is shluchos shadam kamosa. One could envision, right, two very different forms and applications of shlichus. If you take a look, for example, in Rosh Sameach, it's found in Perek Beis of Ochushluchim. Rabbi Yosef Engel raises this in Lekach Tov, in the very first Simen, in Birchas Shmuel, in Kedushin, Simen Yotes, Hashem Bakayim, and Rabbi Shimon Shkop, Mishar Yosha, Perek Zayin, Mishar Zayin, Perek Zayin, also discusses two forms of shlichus, two different forms of shlichus. One could envision the following, that there's shlichus when it comes to chalos. Chalos in the following sense. There are certain areas where the Torah tells us that one can create a status. And the chiddush is that you can have shlichus, not chalos. That status can be created by myself, that can be created al yidei shliach. That's the type of shlichus when it comes to gittin, kedushin, trumos, maestros, kinyanim. You can have a chalos afrasha, a chalos kedushin, a chalos gerushin, a chalos kinyanim. Not only al yidei habal, but al yidei hashliach. That's shlichus when it comes to cases of chalos. But then there's a different form of shlichus as well. Let's assume you're dealing with shlichus in the realm of mitzvahs, no? Shlichus and mitzvahs. Let's assume the sugya and daf mem beis mem beis mem gimel mem aleph, shlichus when it comes to averos. The sheet of Shammai Hazaken. Maybe you've seen this already, daf mem gimel mem aleph, yei shliach edvar avera. Ha'omer l'chavera tsei v'harog yetz ha'nefesh. You appoint the shliach to commit an act of murder. Yei shlichus bedvar aveira. Good shamay hazaka. What type of shlichus is that? Chalos. A chalos aveira. That seems to be a very different type of shlichus entirely. And even though we don't paskin like shamay hazaka, that categorically yei shliach bedvar aveira, but we'll see the sugya. There certainly are times that we do maintain yei shliach bedvar aveira. The Gemara, as you saw, and up in Beis Mabeis, gives us several cases: Mi'ila, or Tzvichu Mechira, Shlichus Yad, whatever everyone agrees, the Shliach Mitzvah Aveira. The Sugin Baba Metzia and Daf Yodam Abeis gives examples of Yesh Shliach Mitzvah Aveira. What happens if the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuvah? So then you assume Yesh Shliach Mitzvah Aveira, now the responsibility is borne by the Mishaleah. If you saw the Tosos and Daf Mem Beis and Abeis, Tosos said to Amas Falamai, what happens if the Shliach is a Shogin? The Shliach doesn't even know that this is wrong. What are you going to say? Divrei Rav, Divrei Hatam, Divrei Mishomim? The Shliach shouldn't have done so. The Shliach is unaware. Maybe then you assume that Yesh Shliach Ledvar Aveira. Shamri Azavkin Shita is an extreme, the generally Yesh Shliach Ledvar Aveira. Even we, who do not assume that way, Lahalokho, we nonetheless assume there are clearlier cases, that there are Shlichos and Mitzvahs, or there are Shlichos when it comes to a Dvar Aveira. What type of Shlichos is that? A Chalos. The chalos ritzicha is chal on the mishaleach. The chora, these are very different types of shlichus. When we speak about shlichus in terms of chalos, there are shlichus in terms of kinyanim, kedushin, gerushin, shumas and maestros. How do you understand that form of shlichus? That form of shlichus is what we call a mesiras koach. No? A din bayin. It's an empowerment, an authorization, transfer of authority. The Torah authorizes me. That power that invested in me, I can transfer to you. So, if this is my tool, and the Torah authorizes, empowers me to mafresh tumas and maestros, shlichus envisions a mesiras koach, that I can transfer that authority. I can empower someone else to act on my behalf, in my stead. That's the concept of shlichus when it comes to chalos. That's the mesiras koach. That's true when it comes to, let's assume, Yishliach Ledvar Aveira is an extreme example. That's the mesiras koach. The Torah empowers me to kill someone, to perform an Aveira, and I transfer that right to you. And now you are Dino Kabaylin, who can go ahead and kill that innocent person. That's how you understand shlichus. That's a very different type of shlichus entirely, no? That type of shlichus is one of attribution. No? He's yaksos. No? It means that your act is attributed to me. It's not considered to be shlichus in terms of chalos. It's considered to be shlichus in terms of a particular act. Shlichus in terms of maisa. Shlichus in terms of maisa hamitzvah. Shlichus in terms of maisa vera. A maisa vera was committed. I was the one who set it up. So, whose act is that? Who's maisa vera? Who is the baal hamaisa, so to speak? Those are two very different types of shlichus, no? Shlichus of Mesiras Koach, shlichus of Hisyapsus, when it's considered to be an authorization, an empowerment of Dino Kabaylin. The other is no. The other is simply that we attribute the act to the Mishaleach, one of attribution. This is the difference of shlichus in Kinyanim, shlichus in Maisim, shlichus in Chalos, shlichus in Mitzvot. These are two different forms of shlichus. Perhaps one can frame it in the following. Rosh Weiss would use the following phrase. We often say the following. When it comes to chalos, so in such a case there, the shliach is poel leman mishalcho. Right? It means that the shliach is acting on behalf of, right, the mishaleach. Right, when it comes to shlichus and mitzvos and averos, there it's the mishaleach is poel al yedei shlichu. It's as though that the shliach is a tool, yad arichta. It's an extension of the hand of mishaleach. It's not that the shliach does on behalf of the mishaleach, but rather it is the mishaleach who performs through the shliach. Shlichus Naverus means that it is a kli, biyad hamashaleach, a tool. He is considered to be, right, the Baal HaMaisim. See, when it comes to Gittin Kedushin, when it comes to Kinyanim, when it comes to Chalav, there, that's the first category. No, that's the Mesiras Koach. The Baal, he's the Baal HaKedushin, the Baal HaGerushin. He can transfer, empower, authorize a shliach. Fitting it in with the diuk of the Gemara, perhaps one could suggest the following. Where do you see that such empowerment exists? When it comes, for example, to shlichus in the area of mitzvos, averos, empowerment? No, that's much more than that, no? Here the pasuk says that diuk, right in the Rivash, that it's as though the Maisa Shchita was performed by Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. That, the Shlucho Shalom Kamoso, in terms of Yad Arich Dedam, it's as though the Maisa Shchita was done Al Yedei HaMashaleach. That you don't know from Gerushin. That you can only derive from the Parsha Karm Pesach. So perhaps, right, one could argue that this issue, the two different forms of shlichus that certainly exist, perhaps can be rooted in the two parshios of shlichus, perhaps rooted in the shlichus minolan versus the shlichus shalom kamosa. Again, one cannot go so far as to say that these are two disjointed forms of shlichus. And when it comes, for example, to gift and kedushin, you only have shlichus and chalos. There is no shlichus in Meisah, not necessarily. If I only have the parsha of Kedushin, all I would argue is that shlichus is an empowerment, a mesiras koach. I wouldn't know the yadarich tadamim. But once you have the psukim, perhaps one can suggest that this element is in existence even there as well. Just the following example, the sugi that we saw much earlier. Right, Kedushin Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. The issue of whether Shliach Nasa Eid. We saw that in terms of Eidos Lekima Dafer, no? Rabbi Shela maintains Ein Shliach Nasa Eid. Why is that? Why do we assume Ein Shliach Nasa Eid? The first possibility that the Gemara mentioned was because you were only appointed to be a Shliach, you weren't appointed to be an Eid. And the Gemara dismisses that. That cannot be because you don't need minui eidus. Minui is not necessary. And that was the chiddush that Rava discussed. Yeah, minui is not necessary midine eidus, but minui at times is necessary to avoid the problem nimsech hakapos and nisimatela. We discussed that at length. Eidus lakim adoper. So why does Rabbi Shela say ein shliach nase? So Shela says the following: sin shluch l'sharam kamoso, havi lekagufe. So therefore, it's as though you are the Baal. Well, of course you cannot be an Ein. Havidei kegufei. There the Gemara uses the phrase of shluch l'sharam kamoso in the reference to Kedushin, for example. No? Ein shliach nasa Ein. See, there you can argue very mistambit. If all there was Mesiras Koach, maybe one could have argued there's no contradiction between assuming that I could be a shliach and I could also be an aid. Why can't I be an aid? What are you going to accuse me? I'm the nogeh b'davar. What, I'm being made that I am married to? I'm not being made that I'm married to. No? My ego says that that person is married to this woman. So just because there's a concept of shlichus, does that necessarily mean ein shliach nasaid? In fact, you know the Gemara, machlokis Rav and Rav Sheva. Rav maintains that that's not true, that shliach osay. No? How can you say according to Rav shliach nasaid, shluch hashanah kamos, the Baal can be an aid? Not necessarily. Of course shlichus works. But does that mean, to use the phrase of the Gemara, havidei kegufei? That, the Shluch Hashanah Kamosah. That's the chiddush that Rav Sheva says. Rav may also agree that there's a concept of shluchos shel mekoros when it comes to getting kedushin. But the question is again, how far does that extend? How do they kegufa? Maybe it's only kegufa when it comes to the bitzua hashlichus. As far as what you have empowered me to do, then but as far as something which is extrinsic, mosakritas, not an inherent part of the shlichus, then you also say kamoso. A person empowers the shliach to go ahead and to do the ma'isa kedushin. So one could very well argue, as far as the ma'isa kedushin is concerned, shluch shalom kamoso. As far as the question of can you serve as an aid, well, obviously that was not part of the shlichus. Even regarding that, do you assume shluch shalom kamoso? Yeah, that's the machlokas in Rav and Rabbi Sheva. But the Gemara is willing to assume havi le kegufe, even when it comes to kedushin as well. Rav Sheva's great kiddush of ein shliach nase. I'll give you another example. The Gemara has an unusual case of shlichus. This is in Bava Metzia Daf Tzadivav, regarding the issue of she'ela b'bailin. Normally a shoal is chayiv. A shoal is even chayiv onsen. But there are exceptions to that. Now what happens if ba'al of imo? She'ela b'bailin. Ba'al of imo. If it's ba'al of imo, then right, the shoal will be potter. What does ba'al of imo mean? The halacha of she'ela b'bailin, ba'al of imo, means the following. That if the lender, the ba'al ha'chefetz, the lender, works for the borrower, so therefore, when it's potter, the borrower is potter. That's the halacha of she'ela b'bailin. The lender works for the borrower, in such a case, then there is no chiyuv. The Gemara raises the following issue: would shlichus be appropriate in the p'tur of ba'al av imo? Great chiddush. Now, what does that mean? Mashil para u'mashil shliach imo. That's the case in the Gemara. So what does it mean? There's a tour of Sheva B'Bailin. Can the Shliach of the Baal HaChefetz be Dino K'Bailin to create the tour of Baal Avimo? Again, a Chiddush, no? In terms of, as the Gemara says, K'Gufei Damin, can that apply to Sheva B'Bailin? So again, two different concepts of Shlichus. One of Mesiras Koach, the other in terms of Yad Arich D'Damya. Mesiras Koach is linked to Gittin Kedushin Hafrasha. When it comes to right, the mitzvah of Shechita Sakaba, that's Yad Arich D'Damya. That literally comes also. So as we pointed out, you can't say these are two completely independent forms of Shlichus. After all, the Gemara has the Tzrichos, so the Gemara was comfortable deriving one from another. And as we pointed out, the Gemara is willing to assume that there's a concept of Kegufei Dami, even when it comes to Kedushin, in Shliach Nasei, or a concept of Kegufei Dami, when it comes to Baal Av Imo. That if a Shliach of the Baal HaChefetz is working for the borrower, there's a Ptur of Baal Av Imo. But nonetheless, these are certainly different aspects, different elements of shlichus, different forms of shlichus. Do you ever find any nafkaminas between shlichus of Mesiras Koach as opposed to shlichus of Yad Arich D'Damya? Are there any differences? So far what we said, hopefully, is very misdaber. Now, this is what you would have thought. Sukim, right, the beautiful Kiddush of the Rivash. You need a pasuk of shliachos or shliach in Gerishin. It's not necessary in Karm Pesach. Maybe that fascinating deal of the Gemara, shlichos minolin as opposed to shulchan kamoso. But now, you have everything, you have all your psukim, right? You have your tzrichasa. Are there any differences between these forms of shlichus? So perhaps there are. One possibility of the problem is not found explicitly in the Gemara, but it's based on the sugi that you saw earlier. The sugi in the very beginning of Hashaleach. Now the Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed Beis, the Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed Gimel. That's the sugi of Bittul Hashlichus. A person appoints a shliach. How is it that one is mivatul shliach? So you know the opening Mishnah Hashaleach that tells us the following. A Baal appoints a shliach l'garish as ishko. He can exercise his right to bittul hashliach. It does not have to be done b'fnei hashliach. We saw the technical issue. It doesn't have to be done in the presence of anyone. No? The 2 days in Tosus, Lamed Beis and Beis, Gimel Amud Aleph, but he is the kimah from bittul hashliachus. The Tosus and that's Lamed Beis and Beis. You don't even need to use the kimah davar. So meikar hadin daraisa, bittul hashliachus can be beino beino. I can revoke shliachus. Obviously, the Chacham are not going to be satisfied with that. After all, it'll be terrible. No, the guy will revoke his shlichus. The shliach doesn't know. The isha doesn't know. The shliach will go. The isha get. She has every reason to think she's a grusha. She'll marry, have children. It turns out she's an eshes ish. The get was batel. Children are mamzerim. So therefore, Gamliel Zalkin said, "You can't do this. You can't be mavatul shlichus in that fashion." But clearly, mikar hadin. Right, on a level of daraisa, the bitla shlichus one deep work. According to Tosfos, not only lo b'fanav, even mamish, beino ben atzmo, even individually. So I don't think there's any explicit raya from the Gemara, but just intuitive. Would this be true of all shlichus? Let's assume, according to Shammai Hazaken, yesh shliach b'dvar aveir. Let's assume according to everyone, lahalacha, in all those cases that we happen to agree, based on psukim and so on, yei shliach l'dvar aveira. Tosfos says in our sugya, if the shliach, right, there's a shogeg, he doesn't even know that it's wrong, he's not aware of the facts, what are you going to say? You shouldn't listen to me. You should have known better. Maybe you can argue, yei shliach l'dvar aveira. What do you mean, should have known better? He doesn't realize that this is a behemas kodshim. You fooled him. He thinks it's a behemas kulin. So let me ask you the following question. So in the case of shliach l'dvar aveira, you will go ahead and you appoint a shliach in order to perform this aveira. According to Shammai Hazaken, say v'harog es hanefesh. Or according to the Chachamim, let's assume the exceptional cases. Tzvicha, mechila, mi'ila, shlichus yad. The shliach, fine, he's on his way, he's going to do the avera, he does the avera. You know what happens? So right before the avera is done, you just say, I'm a vatul shlichus. Would one reasonably argue that that results in bittul shlichus? And all of a sudden now we have some in shliach l'dvar avera? So, I don't know if there's a gemara you can point to that says so explicitly, but it's very misunderstood. That when it comes to bittul hashlichus, there should be a big difference in gittin kedushin as opposed to shlichus and mitzvahs and shlichus and averos. It's so easy to get off the hook. In yesh shliach l'dvar avera, all I have to do is whisper, I change my mind, and that's it. And then everyone agrees that ein shliach l'dvar avera. And in all the cases, like one of the cases of Shammai Hazaken, so if this person who is engaged in this practice, right, sufficiently knows the sukkahs, all he has to do is say, not so shlichus. And that's it. And there's no culpability whatsoever. Hard to imagine that should be true. Why should it be? This is the chiddush that Rav Ashraya mentioned. These are the two halachos. It's very misunderstood. If you're talking about shlichus of mesiras koach, of bailus, I can rescind that shlichus, even if it's shlo b'fnei hashliach.
there will be practical consequences. The shliach doesn't know and he'll continue. That's true. That was the concern of Gamil Tokin. The practical consequence. But empowerment is irrevocable. Why should that be? The chiddush of the Mishnah that you can be mevatel shlichu shelo bifnei hashliach, even b'neo ben atzma, perhaps is only true when it comes to a category one, mesiras koach, gittin, kedushin, kinyanim, chalos. When it comes to that form of shlichus that one is dealing with yada richta damya, that the mishaleach functions al yidei shlucho, literally shlucho shadam kamoto mamish, as the Rivash writes, there the Chora one could argue that bitva shlichus cannot be done shlo bitnei hashliach. If a person will just whisper that after you already empowered the hitman, it changed my mind, nonetheless, there is a concept of shlichus. Or perhaps a further possibility. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Samachav Mem Aleph discusses the following case. A person is mushlach babor. A person is sitting there, right, desperate at the bottom of a pit. He doesn't think he's going to survive. He wants his wife to have a get. Whatever reason, wants to avoid evil, chalitza, wants to avoid any types of fakos, he won't be found, they won't know whether she is an eshesish, not an eshesish. So the person says the following, kol hashomea kolim, anyone who hears my voice, yirto gelish. He doesn't know who's there, he's not going to say Reuven, Shimon, kol hashomea kolim. So the Gemara says in such a case, or elo kosim and also, that's considered to be sufficient. What do you see apparently from the Chiddush? That even such a broad statement, kol hashomea koli, that is considered to be a shlichus. So Tosus and that sugya, some of Bav Meralef and Gittin, the Ramas called kol, is bounded by the following, from the sugya nidarim and daf lamed vav in the bay. A person makes a statement, kol harotze yifarnes esponim. Whoever wants should support this individual. Kol harotze yifarnes ashishti. Whoever wants should support my wife. So the Gemara Dharm says the following, that it would be mutter for a person to do so, to be mefarnes esponim, even in a case of mudar hana, even in mudar hana. Meaning, let's say there's a person who I am not allowed to derive benefit from. Midineda. If I were to appoint him as a shliach to do A, B, C, and D, that would be a breach of the neda. But if I simply say kol harotze and he does so, that is allowed afilu mudr hanamuta. So Tosus is bad. On the one hand, we assume when it comes to gerushin, kol hashomea koli is called shlichus. On the other hand, when it comes to mudr hanam, kol harotze is not called shlichus. That's Tosus' kasha. Shouldn't these either both be shlichus? Neither should be shlichus. Why is it when it comes to kol hashomer regarding gerushin that is shlichus? When it comes to kol harotze mudr hana, that is not kol shlichus. So Tosa says two different truths. You can distinguish in two different ways. No, those are two truths of Tosa's. Maybe there's a difference between kol hashomer and kol harotze, or maybe there's a difference between gerushin and mudr hana. Right? Those are two truths of Tosa's. The first heretotosis is the following. Kol harotze, kol hashomea, all of that is called the minyan shlichus. And therefore, they will work when it comes to get. Kol harotze yichtov get liyishti. Kol hashomea yichtov get liyishti. All that's good. But this is a detail of Mudr Hana. Mudr Hana requires something more specific. If I request of you, and you fulfill my request, your act, the bitzua hashlichus, is considered to be providing me with hana. But if all there was the broadest possible request, a minui klali, kol harotze, kol hashomea, technically it is not considered to be providing hana if the person will go ahead and provide for that need. That's Tosfos Rosteres. Kol hashomea kol harotze is called the minui shlichus. But the only time bitzua hashlichus is considered to be hana, a violation of the neder, is only if it's both in yashir, if it's direct. I ask you to do and you respond. The broadest statement does not relate your act to my request in terms of mudr hana. In other words, the first teretz of Tosfos says there's no difference between kol harotze or kol hashomea. The difference is simply gerushin as opposed to mudr hana. The second teretz of Tosfos is no, that's not true. There's a difference between kol hashomea as opposed to kol harotze. Kol hashomea is a minui shlichus. Kol harotze is not a minui shlichus. No difference in mudr hana as opposed to gerushin. There's a difference between kol hashomea as opposed to kol harotze. Why is that true? See, kol hashomea is a minui. Now, in the following sense, if I say kol hashomea, I have included several individuals, I've excluded everyone else. That's called a minui. If there are five people on top of the board, I say kol hashomea. Right? So that means I've said five people yes, and millions of other people no. That's called the minui shlichus. Shlichus doesn't only mean I have to say you specifically. I can say you, 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 and you, or you, or you, or you, or you. So kol hashomea limits the domain. Kol harotze is unbridled, no? Kol harotze means anyone who desires, with no exclusion, anyone. That's the chiddush of Tosfos, but that's not called a minui shlichus. Anyone is not a minui shlichus. A certain class of individual, that's called a minui shlichus. Those are Tosfos' preserves. So Tosfos' first parent, that kol hashomea, kol harotze is a minui shlichus. You don't have to have a clearly defined domain where you're excluded. Kol harotze. But you can have the broadest minui shlichus possible. And that is considered to be shlichus. So again, one could raise this the following ha'ara, right? In light of this, first teretz of Tosfos. Again, the araya, just mikoach hasvara. Person says, "Kol harotze yarog esponi." Whoever desires, do A, B, C, and D. Whoever wants to go ahead, and imagine the kam echad v'haragon. No, and a person gets up and does so. What do you think the halacha would be according to Shammai Hazakim? The mishaleach is killed. A person just makes the broadest statement possible: "Kol harotze yarog esponi." That's considered to be a minui shlichus, and we would assume yeshliach l'dvar avera. In all those exceptional cases that we mentioned, where we agree l'halach yeshliach l'dvar avera, kol harotze is sufficient. Again, mistabek, it's a further harav of Ashoyis to say, well, that's not true. If you're dealing with the first category of shlichus, the mesiras koach, one could envision a broad Mesiras Koach. I empower anyone to do so. But if you're dealing with Shlichus of Kemosa Mamish, you're dealing with Shlichus of Yada Richtedam, perhaps one could argue Kol HaRotze is insufficient. I just make a statement, Kol HaRotzi Yareg Es Ploni, Shaleach is killed because Yeshleach L'Dvar Avera. Maybe that's not considered to be in a legitimate way. Kol HaRotzi, the most it could do is create some form of empowerment. But Kol HaRotzi will not attain the Shluch HaShulam Kamosa of Yada Arif Tata. Lor Sameach uses these possibilities in different forms and different functions of Shlichus to explain a possible machlokes between the Rambam and the Torah. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Ayin Amud Beis has the following. A person says, Kisvu get lishti. And all of a sudden, va'achazal kur daikus. All of a sudden now, he experiences seizures. Does that affect the shlichus in any way? So Reish Lakish says that, what do you mean? That kiyashin dami. A person who experiences a seizure is like he's sleeping. A person appoints a shliach, kisvu tnu get lishti, and he goes to sleep. You mean to say that the shliach cannot deliver the get because the baal is sleeping? So how is there shlichus? But he's acting and functions as the baal. The baal is in no state of mind while he's sleeping to give a get. So Reish Lakish says that kadaikus is comparable to the case of yashin dami. In such a case, of course, no sin alter. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that's not true. Rabbi Yochanan says that kadaikus is kishotin. We're just not talking about someone who's taking a nap. No, we're talking about something who is alav bardas. So therefore, it's kishotin dami. And therefore, the shlichus cannot be carried out. So a detailed machlokes, whether this ailment of kodaikos, kiyashin dami, kishote dami, but kuchuli alma, if a person says, kisvu get liishti v'nishtata, in such a case, the shliach cannot go ahead and deliver this get. That's how the Bavli discusses this issue. Kodaikos, kiyashin dami, kishote, kuchuli alma, right? The get cannot deliver. Kol zman that the baal is nishtapten. Not for us right now, but if you look in Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi in Gittin, Perek Zayin, Halach Aleph, Yerushalmi discusses this issue in the following, even at perhaps a greater chiddush. What happens if forget about shlichus. The baal himself gives his wife a get. But if the get al tnai, which is only chal achar zman, and when the get is supposed to be chal, nishtata. No? Yerushalmi raises this type of issue without shlichus. Everything is done ayyadei habal. But nishtata kodem shakal haget. Okay. So everybody agrees, you mentioned, no? Gemara Gittin, ayin and beis. The shliach cannot deliver this get kol zman that the baal is dino kishotin. So the difficulty is the following. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Gerush, in Perek Beis, Halacha Tezvav, the Rambam writes that, in fact, if this is done, the Rambam writes that it's a get possible. It's a get possible. And the tour, and Evan Ezer and Simon Kukhav Aleph, right, said, what are you talking about? This get is pukul midaraisa. Ain't no get. Ain't no get. The Rambam earlier tells us simply, if I'm going to tell you that ain't no get, that means it's nothing. If I tell you pukul, that means midrabanon. We discussed that earlier with Chalitza Psula. A chalitza psula does not mean eino chalitza. Eino chalitza means it's zero. No, chalitza psula means something. The Rambam writes, if I'm going to tell you this is a get posul, it means drabana. If I'm telling you this get is absolutely nothing midaraisa, eino get. And here when the Rambam quotes this halacha, that one was a bari b'shas mini shlichus. And the Akhar Kach Nishtata, the Rambam writes that that is a get posul. A very great Kiddush, no? That is a get posul. It would appear, Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Tur, whether this get can be a get kosher, whether it cannot be. This is what the Ksos discusses in Simen Kuf Peches. That the Rambam implies that Havi the get min haTorah ve'eino posul midrabanan. And what's the nature of this psul derabanan? Shlo yomer shol tevar geirishin. Now, because if you let this get go through, people will have the terrible misimpression that a shoto can divorce his wife. A shoto will give the wife a get, they'll think she's a grusha, they'll let her remarry. And the Torah says, what are you talking about? This get, patul min haTorah. So nafkamina number one, the Ksos writes, is whether the get is a get midaraisa, whether it's not a get midaraisa. Is it zero? Nafkamina number two, the Ksos writes, is the following, that according to the Rambam Shikta, midaraisa is only it's a get. And the only reason it's pasul midrabanan is because shlo yomru shote bar gerushin. So the Ksos writes the following chiddush, when it comes to dine mamonos, that would not be the case. In dine mamonos, who says it was such a gzeira? A get is given on behalf of a person as a shota. If we let that get stand, people will think that a shota can divorce his wife. So a woman will come forward and say that she can't be married to this person anymore. He's mamish a shota. We confirm he's a shota. We'll just have him give his wife a get. So no, we don't want that. Posul min haTorah. The only reason here is because of shlichus. So, Zeir d'Rabbanan, Shlo Yomer, Shote Bar Gerushin. The Ksos writes, when it comes to cases of Dine Mamonos, who says that Chami made such a Zeir? What's the worst that will happen? So the Shliach will go ahead and make the Kinyan. And someone will say, well, that means the Shote can make Kinyanim. Okay, it won't be so tragic if a person has, right, the misconception that a Shote can make a Kinyan. Okay, it won't be so terrible. So the Ksos writes a chiddush that in kein hacha gabi mamam v'chi hagav lo garmina. But that's a tour, nothing. So if it's nothing, it's zero, you can't represent a shelter. So therefore, that's not only true in the realm of davar sheber of gittin kedushin. That applies when it comes to a case of dina mamas as well. That's a Ksos for the nafkamina. Ksos goes on with great chidushim. What happens? Omer tnu get zel ishti, and all of a sudden the Baal dies. No, so ain't get lacham isa. Get can't be chal lacham isa. No. What's going to happen? The shliach will give the get to the wife, and all of a sudden they'll find out that yesterday he died. So is that a get? Is it a not get? No. A person will give a shtar shichur, right? And the Adon will die before the Shtar Shichur kicks in. Is that good? Well, of course it's not good. Now how can you have a get lachar misa? How can you have a Shtar Shichur lachar misa? But the Ksos is bothered, no? The Ksos says, if you look for example in Rashi, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? See, so Rashi writes something somewhat unusual. Because if a chi mate, the yodah, if by the time the Eved gets the get, the Adam has already died, well, of course it's not a good get. You know why it's not a good get? Good shashikra? Rashi writes the following phrase, because Pakalei Rishusei. What does Pakalei Rishusei mean? He's no longer the Adam. He's no longer the Adam. Well, of course. A person goes ahead and gives that the get to a woman, her husband died. She's no longer an Eishes Ish. She's an Amana. The Ksos is bothered by that, no? the reason the Shtar Shichur is not a good Shtar Shichur is because since Dadon dies, it's no longer his Eved. So of course, how can you Shachar that's not yours? Shouldn't we just obviously say the following, that if you die, the Shlichus is absolutely zero, no? Who are you representing? No? The Shliach is representing the deceased. See, why does Vixos mention this in this context? Just based on this Rambam, no? That the Rambam seems to indicate that Midaraisa, the fact that the Mishalech is a Shota doesn't bother us. It's almost as though the Shlichus has a life of its own independent of the Mishalech. And as long as the time the Minui Shlichus, the Shliach was a Bardas, so now no problem, the Shliach can carry out the Shlichus, even though the Mishalech is a Shota. And the only reason we don't let that happen is because Midrabanan, Shlo Yomer, Shota Vargarishin, but in Dinim Amos that would work. You could envision shlichus even though the mishaleach is incapable of anything. And the Ketos links that to that Rashi, that if the Adam dies, what's wrong with that Shtar Shichur? What's wrong with it is that he's no longer the Adam of this person. But perhaps one could have argued in theory, a very great Kiddush, no? That the shlichus has a life of its own. But is this true according to the Rambam Shita? Where the Rambam writes that if the shliach carries out the shlichus, and b'shas minu it was a legitimate minu shlichus, even if achakach nishtata, the shlichus still remains intact. How can that be? How can that possibly be? There's the math, right? But he thinks that this machlokis between the Rambam and the Tur, whether eno klum or whether it's a get posel, should relate to our issue. Where the Tur argues as following, if shlichus is understood, use our categories, is yoda richta damya. Yoda richta damya. So it means that the Mishaleach functions through the Shliach. Can you say Yad Arich Tadamya? If the Mishaleach is Lav Bardas. The Torah is absolutely not. Yad Arich Tadamya. It's as though that act, that Maisa Gerishin and Maisa Kedushin was done Al Yedeh Mishaleach. That's what the Torah writes. No, obviously, if the Mishleach is dead, the Mishleach is Lav Radas, not going to help you. Even if Bishas Minui, that was not the case. How do you understand the Rambam Shita? So Sameach writes that Lechora must be understood in terms of a Mesiras Galach. If Shlichus is an authorization, right, the power of attorney, right, an entitlement, no? One could envision that that could happen. One could envision the possibility where a person will sign a document saying, if I am no longer in Sign Mound and so on, you can act on my behalf in my stead. Or Sameach writes that the Rambam apparently understood that Mesiras Koach is sufficient for Gerishin. You don't need Yonarich the Damya. And then the great Kiddush that the Mesiras Koach can withstand the Mishaleach, who now is Nishtata as long as B'shas Minui. That was not the case. That's a very great Kiddush. Look in the Chazon Ish, it's found in Eben Ezra. In Siman Pei Vav and Osei, the Chazon Ish writes that this cannot be a machlokes, it must be obvious, this get his posel midaraisa. You can't interpret the Rambam this way. It's true the Rambam uses that word posel. The Chazon Ish writes, Eim livnos halacha al tevachas. You can't be somedayim. Interesting. You can't be somedayim. No.
Rabbeinu writes, it seems impossible to assume that shlichus can withstand the mishaleach becoming a shofar. But the tour that the Beis Yosef and Kuf Rav Baal have assumed that this indeed was the machlokas, the Sos and Kufiches, that Rav Sameach explains that the possibility to be able to allow shlichus to withstand must be understood in that light as well. And we'll have to continue with these two different halachos of shlichus. Take a look at the following. Take a look at the Rashba and Gittin Dafayinu Adayin. The Rashba makes an interesting distinction. Whenever we speak about shlichus and gerushin, there seem always to be two elements, kisvu tnu, ksiva and nesina. Is there a possible basis of distinction between ksiva saget and nesina saget? Could one argue that even within gerushin itself, that maybe there's a possible difference between them? And then take a look at the following issues. This will relate back to what we talked about, maybe shlichus to Kabbalah? No? Shlichus to Kabbalah? That told to Farash, why you need a separate pasuk? That fits in also with these possibilities, no? You can speak about a Mesiras Koach when you're talking about, for example, the shlichus of the Baal, no? It requires das. No? If one can divorce their wife, Baal Karcha, so what type of shlichus is shlichus the Kabbalah? That's a Mesiras Koach? Mesiras Koach. Mesiras Koach of what? As the Tosas Rosh pointed out, Nishis Miskarashas Baal Karcha. Maybe one has to assume that if there's shlichus le Kabbalah, that is not a mesiras koach as much as yada richta, no? Giving the get to her shliach is as though you gave the get to her. But how do you envision a mesiras koach when you don't have any authority? No? Is that really a mesiras koach? Remember that Rimi Gash that we saw before, no? Or that Chiddush to Rimi Gash? Maybe that fits nicely also, no? Right, the whole Chiddush that Yeshna Betoras, Evet Knani, no? Our Gemara and Amen Aleph Mabez, the whole halacha of Iko Betoras is only when it comes to Shlichus to Kabbalah, not when it comes to Shlichus to Halacha. We weren't sure why, no? But maybe in this light you understand very well, no? What does Ika B'Toras mean, no? Maybe that's only halacha in Yada Richtadam, no? Ika B'Toras. How can you say that the Shliach is the personality of the Mishaleah? Literally, Kegufei Dami, you're a Bas Yisrael, and this is an Eved Knani, how does that work? Ika B'Toras. Maybe that's not true in terms of just Mesiras Koach. But if you're saying that no yada richtadam, yeah, maybe that requires a tighter relationship between the shliach and the mishaleach. No. And take a look at one more issue. Take a look at the Rambam in Chazishus and Gimel Yedayin in Chushluchin Perak Beis Al Chabeis. And then the Rambam in Chazgerish in Perak Vav Alachatens. Here the Rambam deals with the following issue, right, about a katan appointing a shliach. You normally assume that's not true, ain't shlichus the katan, not to see why that's true exactly. But take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam seems to see different reasons. Why is it a katan cannot appoint a shliach? So we'll have to try to work with those models as well. Okay? All right, let's take a look.